Good morning and welcome to episode 11 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 22nd of December 2020. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about Mastodon. And I don't mean the metal band or the big furry animal. I mean the social network. So Mastodon is a open source social network, very similar to Twitter and Facebook. It doesn't have all the features as Facebook, like marketplace and all of these different kinds, but quite similar to Twitter. And the big difference is that Mastodon is open source, so you can actually get the source code and you can download it and set up your own Mastodon instance. And that is quite interesting. So if you are an organization that you want to have this kind of functionality within the organization, you can easily set up a private instance. But what you also can do is that you can connect your Mastodon instance to the Fediverse. And the Fediverse is kind of the network of different servers that is using something called ActivePub. And ActivePub is the protocol that these servers is using to communicate. And Mastodon is using ActivePub to communicate. So if you have one instance, your own instance, for example, it may just be you and your family that's on that instance, you can connect that to other Mastodon instances and communicate to other people on other servers, just like you can do with email. This is I think, quite interesting. And there is, with this, no control. It's completely decentralized. And this ActivePub protocol, that is the glue that ties it all together. And it's quite interesting that Mastodon is not the only social service that is using this protocol. There is also other social services that is using it. To mention a few, there is Pleroma and Diaspora. Diaspora is kind of a Facebook clone, but I just used that a little bit and I didn't really like it. Mastodon is more fun. There is also another service called PixelFed, and PixelFed is an image sharing application. It looks quite a lot like Instagram, but again, it's completely open source and you can set up your own instances. There is also a tool called PeerTube, which is, yes, you guessed it, it's like an open source YouTube. And all of these services, they are using ActivePub. That means that if you're on Mastodon, for example, you can actually follow accounts on PixelFed or on PeerTube, which means that you can interact between all of these different social platforms as they were one. Imagine being on Twitter and be able to interact directly through the Twitter platform with YouTube videos. That's something that we cannot do, but within the Fediverse, that is very, very possible. If you want to know more, you don't have to set up your own service. There is a lot of instances that you can join. For example, I am on mastodon.se. I have previously been on mastodon.host, but that instance doesn't seem to work anymore. And that is a little bit of the drawback being on these open source services that is run as a hobby project, that they may just vanish. But Mastodon SE is a good one, and there is a lot of them. If you go to joinmastodon.org, you will find a complete list of all the available Mastodon instances out there. And when you're on Mastodon, you will get a lot of links to PeerTube, PixelFed, and all of these other social platforms that is out there. I also wanted to take the opportunity to mention that Jane Goodall, you know, the woman that went to Rwanda to meet the gorillas. I think there was a movie called The Misty Clouds of Rwanda or something like that, where she goes up to the mountains and lives with the gorillas. And this is a little bit close to my heart because I've actually been to Rwanda and ventured up into the mountains and seen the mountain gorillas for real. And that is an amazing thing to do. She is just starting up a new podcast. It's called Jane Goodall's Hopecast. And it's not out yet, but I really look forward to the release date of that. So that's something I would like you to keep an eye out for. That was everything I had today. I hope you will have a super good day and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.